Hello again, everyone. This is Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network, and this is the Green Lines Podcast. Every one of these podcasts is produced to help you live an abundant life. Jesus said, "I come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly." I want that, don't you? The Lord has led us to produce over 1,100 episodes of this show with interviews from authors, pastors, teachers, business owners, and even noted musicians and worship leaders. All of this is done with a prayer and belief that we're not to live a life of scarcity. Let me say that again. We are not to live a life of scarcity. We're to live a life of abundance every day of our life. Live in abundance. That's what this show's about. And today's episode features a guest who offers a new perspective on abundant living. My guest today is Danette Crawford. She has a podcast here on the Charisma Podcast Network. We'll be telling you more about that in the show. She's a powerful speaker, an author, TV host. She's an international evangelist. She has a real refreshing message. She delivers it well. I'll tell you what, you won't be able to listen to this podcast and not come out with more hope and more encouragement. She just has a lot to offer because she's had a rough life like many of us have. She's come through it, and she ministers well. She's a great evangelist, and I just think you're going to like to hear her story, who she is, and what she has to say about the future and how we can walk through it with hope. So here's a message of hope from Danette. God bless you all as you listen to this powerhouse. Well, I get to introduce you to someone that maybe you don't know her here on the Charisma Podcast Network, but you should. She's got a great show on the network, Joy with Danette Crawford is the name of her podcast. She's been with us for a while, and we sure love her show, love her books. You're going to find out a lot about her in this interview. I encourage you to listen close, but more than that, to find her podcast, listen to her, give her a chance. She's a great writer and good content producer. So I think you'll really be blessed by what she has to say and how she says it. So I've got a lot to talk with her about. So I'm going to get started. First, I just want to welcome you, Danette. Welcome to the Green Lines Podcast.
Well, thank you so much. I'm blessed and honored to be here.
So as we get to know you and we start, I'd like to kind of start with maybe a little further along, and we'll get back to your testimony and how you got here. But I know you're a grad of Regent, and the Lord's brought you along quickly. You do so much. At what point did you know that you were called to produce content, to put out really good podcasts, to write books, to do television shows? You're really a multimedia strategist. You use everything. So how did the Lord take you there?
Well, I was in grad school, and in the middle, well, actually close to the end of grad school, the Lord spoke to me. And that's when he told me that television is going to be a part of your ministry. You're going to write books. And then he said a couple of other things. And it was a shock to me because I came out of a denomination where there was not women preachers. And so when I got saved at the age of 17, so I was really shocked at all of it.
Well, that happens. But did you find that any of your schoolwork got you ready to do the kind of writing you're doing now?
Absolutely. So I have an undergrad minor in Bible and psychology and a master in counseling. And so the counseling really taught me how to minister to the people and not preach at them, but to really reach them.
So were you headed to a place where you wanted to do Christian therapy, counseling? Did you start that master's degree for that purpose or just to be a better minister?
Well, I started undergrad thinking, my first thing is I thought I was going to be a CPA. And then I was like,
I'm glad you got healed of that.
Yes. And then I thought I was going to be a counselor. But by my junior, senior year of college, I knew that God had called me as an evangelist. And I was not sure how all of that was going to pan out. I did not have a clue. At that time, I was going to write books and do television, but I started traveling as an evangelist at the age of 21.
Well, that's a young time to be starting traveling and to do that kind of work. It's hard. And then how did you come through COVID? How did that affect all of your multi-purpose media? Did you find you got better at it? That you grew quite a bit in your electronic audiences, your digital audiences?
Well, you know, we were already set up for all of that before COVID. So the effect of COVID really was all of our community outreaches that it affected, because I have all of these inner city children that were now locked in their home and didn't have food. They were locked up with their abusers. So we had to really be boots on the ground more than ever before to reach them. So that's how that affected us the most. We just continued to do our social media and our media outreaches the way we had before.
Do you feel like you grew during that period?
Absolutely. We grew in perseverance. We grew in tenacity. We grew in stretching resources and really just determination that no matter what it takes, we're going to continue to move forward and do what God's called us to do.
Okay. How about this kind of growth? Did your numbers grow? Did your brand grow? Did your exposure to new people grow because of how many people were now exposed to the media?
Yes, absolutely. We definitely saw growth there, and we saw growth in the needs for our community outreaches.
And we're going to talk a little deeper about this in a minute, but your daughter probably was spending more time with you during this time, I'm going to guess, that you had some more opportunities to reconnect with your daughter who couldn't do what she was probably doing as a teacher. So how did your relationship with your daughter grow? I know she's 23 now, I think you told me. So how was that time for you two?
Well, Destiny and I have always been very close. I've been a single mom since 5 days before she was born, because my husband announced he was leaving when I was 9 months pregnant. That's so cool. Destiny and I have always been very close. During COVID, she was at college. And yep. So we didn't really have more time together, but we did have more quality time together, I would say.
All right. Did Regent not send students home during COVID?
Well, she had an apartment during some of that time. So they went back and forth of how they handled it, but she was not living on campus during the time of COVID.
Okay, I got it. And so she did well. She kept going. She did online studies and got through it.
Yes, she did. She's quite a young lady. Tenacity. She has a passion for the Lord. She has a passion for the poor, the fatherless, the widows.
Yep.
And she loves reaching the down and out and those in need. So she saw that need even greater during COVID, even with her classmates.
Good. Well, she watched you and had a great model in that regard, right? I mean, that's what you modeled for her more than any single thing. I mean, lots of things you modeled, but that was a deep lesson that she learned as she watched you cope.
Well, thank you. And yes, she was a volunteer for us in our educational outreaches. So at the age of 10 in the summer, when she taught a child to read, it changed her life that she saw it changed his life. And then she said, Mom, I know God's called me to be a teacher.
How good is that? So what were you doing at 10 years old?
Wow. At 10 years old, I was not saved. I was in a home that was about to become a broken home. My parents divorced when I was in the fifth grade. Okay. So I was really going through a lot of challenges and needed Jesus. And at the age of 17 is when I accepted him.
So from 10 to 17, you were doing your own little wandering. Not that you can do much in those ages, but you had your own vision. You had your own model right in front of you that you probably had to cope with, because I was of divorced parents. I had to cope with it. I had to deal with it. And at a real hard time in life, junior high school, I was around 14, 15. It was hard.
You know, for me, how I dealt with it, my brothers were both different. I became very responsible. And so I was the middle child that started taking on responsibility, adult responsibility at a young age. And to this day, I have to reel myself in and not feel responsible for everybody's everything.
Yeah, well, that's all evangelists, really, and ministers. We, you know, if they bring it into our office, we tend to want to help them, you know, and that's particularly that comes with counseling as well as everything else we do. It's hard not to own it when we have empathy. And I keep hearing Jesus say to the disciples, have you no compassion? Whatever didn't move them, he wondered about them. Like, why don't you have compassion about this?
Amen.
You know, and so I ask myself that a lot. Have you no compassion about this? Are you so busy you've got to watch the Final Four play out? Or are you going to really have compassion over this need? Sound familiar?
Amen. Well, definitely. So my compassion gift, I have to reel it in. Yeah, yep. Absolutely. But yes, we need to be definitely compassionate. And as a single mom, it really has developed my heart of compassion for those in need, because I had no idea what they went through.
You know, and I think of all people that I've met who say that, I don't know that that label defines you at all. I know it helps to define what you went through, but at the same time, when you say mom, I think you've said it all.
Amen.
Because of who you raised and how you raised her and how productive she is. And Amen. Now how you're a spiritual mom to so many.
Amen.
So maybe that's your label now.
People ask me, how many children do I have? And I have 1,001, one biological and 1,000 adopted spiritual children in our community outreaches.
Well, I bet you've got more than you know because of your TV shows and your ministry and your books. You may have Absolutely. A lot more spiritual children than you even know about.
Amen.
So I'm just begging to know a little bit more about your salvation experience and what finally brought you to your knees with the Lord. What was it that led you to this new lifestyle and to give back? Some people call it a testimony. It's just that radical moment when you met Jesus. What was it?
Well, it was definitely when I went to what I call the Holy Roller Church in my little country town that I said I would never go to. So my parents would take me, before my parents were divorced, they would take me to the Methodist Church on Christmas and Easter. And I joined the church when I was 13, but I didn't have a personal relationship. I didn't know about being born again. I said I would never go to the Holy Roller Church. That's exactly where I went. My father kept asking me to go and asking me to go. I went, and the rest was history, because I really had an encounter with God.
And that's what changed your life, right?
Amen. Absolutely. Totally changed.
What was what years you had left as a teenager? What were they like as you were beginning to walk in the Spirit, to identify with the Spirit, to be spoken to by the Spirit? What were those early years like for you? Because this is the formation of your ministry. This was the foundation you built on. So tell us about it.
So I got saved at the age of 17, my senior year of high school, right before Christmas. So around in the fall, around October. And so the first thing that changed was, of course, my friends and where I was going and what I was doing. And what was so amazing to me is I didn't even know that there was such thing as a Christian university. So I started out at the University of Maryland, and I was there really to study in advance, and everybody else was partying. So I changed universities. My pastor told me about Lee University. So I changed and I went to Lee.
Great school.
And started that path.
Yeah. Lee's a great school. It's had a lot. I know a lot of students that have gone through there, met a lot, several, that tend to be in the same circle as ORU and Regent, and we meet them a lot, and I've met them throughout my yes. life, and really good school.
Yes, it is.
So somewhere along the way, you began to develop Danette Crawford Ministries. So how did that get dropped on you? What age approximately were you, and when did you kind of make it formal?
Well, I started traveling as an evangelist at 21, like I had mentioned.
Right.
When I got out of grad school, that's when I started Joy Ministries. Joy Ministries Evangelistic Association, and that became all of our, you know, traveling as an evangelist in my younger days and beginning days, and then all of our community outreaches. And when I became an author, when I became an author of my first book, Bob Whitaker from Whitaker House said, Danette, everybody's trying to find out who you are, and they're Googling the Joy Lady and nothing comes up. He said, you have to name your ministry Danette Crawford Ministries. And I always never wanted it after my name, but it made sense. He gave me a lot of wisdom. And so then what we did is we started all of the media outreaches, books, television, all media through Danette Crawford Ministries.
Okay. And from there, you began to jump on many other media sources. Give us a kind of list of who you are now and where you show up in media.
Well, we are on Daystar, and Daystar is literally, it's the largest Christian network. We're also on TBN. And then we're on CBS. My heart is to go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. And so we believe in being on secular reaches. So we're on ABC and CBS. And then our podcast, we're on YouTube. I'm even on TikTok. Never say never. I never thought I'd be on TikTok. I'm on TikTok.
Only speak to the people who want to hear you. It's not like you're going to, yeah, there's a lot of junk on TikTok. There's a lot of junk on television too. But on TikTok, you get to be you and your tribe finds you.
Yeah. And so, you know, on my television show, I have a segment called Happy Dance that we don't get to do on, you know, on the podcast or anything. And so I was like, I'm just going to be myself. And that is so who I am. So we did the Happy Dance, but that's how it came about with TikTok, because we were doing that way before TikTok. And so, yep, our goal is to reach them all ages.
Well, how many people are you reaching on TikTok? Do you know? Have you seen it recently?
I do not know. We recently started on TikTok.
Okay.
I don't know those statistics. My staff takes care of that, but I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, I'm sure it's great. So do you have if you were to express what your ministry is like, the heart of your ministry, as you use this multimedia approach, how will people see you show up? What will they see in you when they stumble across you on television or radio or TV or podcast? I think I said TV twice.
Well, for media, it's all about bringing hope and encouragement. And of course, salvation. Salvation is the most important thing. Being an ambassador of hope and bringing joy into the lives of the people, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. Then the heart of our ministry is encouraging the oppressed, defending the cause of the fatherless, pleading the case of the widow. That's what our community outreaches are all about.
That's good. So do you feel like you still are an active writer, a producer, a creator of content? Do you still have a lot to say?
Absolutely. I'm writing all the time. And everybody says to me, well, when are you going to stop writing? And I said, I'm just recording what the Lord is saying. And the Lord's going to be speaking until the day I go to heaven. So I spend 2 days out of the week, unless I'm on the road, in my home office, praying, writing television shows, writing books, writing e-newsletters, just writing television messages that I preach. And I also, I'm a speaker. So I go, I travel, I speak at people's conferences, churches. So I'm writing all the time.
Good. Well, keep it up, because you should be writing. You've got really good content. I sure like it. And I sure hope our audience finds you again. I want to talk about your podcast in particular a little deeper. And then I've got a couple more questions for you. So Joy with Danette Crawford, your podcast, how would you define it to someone you're sitting next to on an airplane and you tell them about your podcast? You're landing in your hometown, so they hear a little bit about the fact that you're doing a podcast. What do you tell them about it? What do you say that, come listen to my show, you're going to hear this?
You're going to hear a now word to encourage you in your everyday life. And it's issues that everybody faces and everybody deals with. So you're going to be able to identify it and have a takeaway of hope and encouragement for that day.
All right. We've got several thousand people listening to this podcast. Give us a now word, ma'am. What is the Lord telling you?
Yes. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And, you know, so many people feel depressed. So many people feel discouraged. Mm-hmm. And what I learned, the things that I learned as a single mom, when my life literally changed overnight, I'm 9 months pregnant, 5 days before I delivered my daughter and my husband leaves. All I had left was a little teeny baby and a great big God. And it pushed me into the presence of God. And I'm telling you, no matter what you're facing today, there's always an after. After every storm, there's great joy, there's great peace. Get a hold of the word, meditate the word, and keep going forward one step of obedience at a time.
That's so good. And I hope our listeners can do that. I hope they can take this note and live it and walk it out. Tell us about a website where they could connect with you if, you know, they've heard something today that really inspires them to reach out and help you, support you, know about you more. Give us your website.
It is DanetteCrawford.com. It's DanetteCrawford, CrawfordCrawford.com. And you can sign up for Joy. We send out e-newsletters, everything, snail mail newsletters, hope and encouragement, bringing the joy of the Lord in your life on a daily basis.
I need joy every day. You know,
amen.
When you work with a producer in a podcast industry, you know you need another source of joy. You got to have it, right?
Amen.
All these guys telling you what to do and how to do it. I'm kidding. I like to make sure I tease her one time in the show just so she knows I love her, right? Adley and I have been working together since podcast number one, and we've been together, 7 years, and it's been an amazing run. So I want to hear about the number one goal you have right now for your ministry and for everything that you're doing. What's your goal moving forward?
My goal is always souls. Everything we do, the foundation is winning people to Jesus. You know, we have 23 community outreaches. The police department came to me many, many years ago, said they had been watching what we do and that the crime rate was down, and what Virginia Beach Police Department couldn't do, they saw us do, and wanted me to meet with the mayor. So I went, the mayor asked to meet with me, asked me to participate in all of these city things. And I said, if I can do a salvation call, I'll do community outreach. Because if you feed a child a hot dog, do this, and they go to hell on a full stomach, what good is it? So we do all of the humanitarian outreaches. We feed them, we educate them, we provide for single moms. But the goal is always winning a soul and leading them to Jesus.
But don't you have a great part of your ministry also that's an equipper? I mean, you make disciples after you help them to meet the Lord. Don't you do a lot of that work as well?
Yes, we have many, many different outreach programs for single moms, for fatherless children. We are actually in their adopted neighborhoods where we mentor the children through our kids club and our Youth Alive programs to really mentor them, to take them into the fullness of what God has for them and their relationship. And we plug them into our partnering churches.
Amen. Well, one of the last couple questions, I'd like to follow up on what you're going to say to this one. So I'd like to know a verse that you feel led to share today, any part of the Bible that is speaking to you, maybe in your devotion this morning or throughout the day, or something that you tell people any chance you get, you know, share a verse with our audience.
Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, to give you a future and a hope. No matter what you're going through, God has a plan, and you just have to keep going forward one step of obedience at a time, because God will bring you through to that plan that he has for you.
Amen. Such a good word. You can't miss with that one.
Amen.
I'm glad that we serve a Lord that has a plan to prosper us. And all we have to do is stay close and connected.
Amen.
So I know you're getting on a plane and headed out, and I won't announce where you're headed, but you can if you care to, but don't have to. But in this ministry, how can we pray for you as you move forward? You've got a lot of people in here that'll be like-minded. They'll love your ministry. They'll want to be a part of it, at least in prayer. How can we pray for the trip that you're going on now and support you?
Well, honestly, we need partners. We need monthly partners because we do so much. We have all of our summer programs coming up, our spring break camps that we have for the inner city kids, our Mother's Day celebration, our outreaches to single moms, then our Holiday of Hopes. So we need, number one, we are in the lowest income, highest crime areas. So we need prayer covering, and we need financial provision more than ever before. Lots of folks are in need. And so what we're seeing is the expenses are higher than ever, yep, and the giving is lower. So it's that gap.
All right. We need to pray through that gap. That's a different kind of gap to pray, but a very common one.
That's just
the facts. Expenses are just getting harder and harder. Keeping your team fed and doing all the things that you do as the owner of the ministry or the leader of the ministry is a heavy responsibility. Would you give us your website again?
It is Danette Crawford, D-A-N-E-T-T-E, Crawford, C-R-A-W-F-O-R-D.com.
All right. Is there anything else you want to say before we wrap it up?
You know, I'm really shocked of the need of hunger. We've always fed the poor, the fatherless, the widows. But I'm telling you, it's heartbreaking that just a couple miles from my office, there are kids that don't have food. So we have our feeding programs, our feeding Good. Fridays, feeding all through the summer months. And pray for that and pray and just be aware. You would not believe what single moms and children are going through these days. So even be aware of those needs right around you.
Well, you know, I've often said from the pulpit and on this microphone that let's first take care of our own zip code before we go to Zambia or other desperate, desolate parts of the world. When we've got 2 blocks from our house, maybe, or 2 miles or 200 miles, whatever, something really close to our house where right. there's great needs. All we have to do is open our eyes and cry.
It's our own backyard. We've got to take care of our own backyard. Absolutely.
It's important. Now, we're going to travel. We need to do what the Lord tells us to do. But we can do that with more peace and with more surety when we know we're taking care of our own backyard.
Amen.
So I've just got a question. Do you have good security? Are you safe?
I need more security.
Okay.
I am single and I'm on television.
I know.
And
I just, the question came to me out of the blue that
no.
maybe there's some security company that would help you think through this and make sure that you're protected, because you need to be wise. God gave you a big brain. So be wise about that, okay?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, my goodness, what a great chat. I've enjoyed spending time with you. I respect you. I wish you the best. I hope that we're able to get you some more support and people who understand what you do. For sure, to bless anyone who's heard this, go to Joy with Danette Crawford. It's a real easy podcast to find. She's doing well. You put up a podcast every week, right?
Yes, 2 a week.
2 a week. And it's doing well. It's growing. And you've got great books. You've got great content. You can find you on Daystar and just about any other kind of television you're around and able. So look for Danette Crawford. She spelled it for you. I don't need to. Danette Crawford. That's who you've been listening to. And pray a blessing for her for this week of her travels. Pray for her security. Pray for safe travels. And pray it in your own original prayer. Just you pray for her your way. And be mindful of her as she travels and does the Lord's work. And I hope she keeps writing and keeps producing podcasts, because we sure like having you on the network.
Well, thank you so much. It's an honor and blessing to be here today.
Well, we sure were blessed. I got my socks blessed off. That's the way I like it. You just really brought a lot to the show, and I appreciate you so much.
Well, thank you. God bless.
You've been listening to the Green Lines Podcast. I'm Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network. On behalf of my producer, Adley, we'd like to say that Jesus came that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. And I don't know, I think that little word joy is a great big word when it comes to abundant living. You can find Joy with Danette Crawford right here on the Charisma Podcast Network and on our website. God bless you all. Thanks so much for being a part of this podcast.